from Nachman is continuing this Torah that we've been exploring about the field and the Garden of Eden and the gardener and what does it mean to grow and to be integrated into something greater, and realizing that this chapter is chapter one and this part of life is chapter one, and there's chapter two and chapter three and four and five and six and 28 and so on and so forth. And realizing that, Rabbi Nachman says, therefore, a person should not worry too much about chapter one, meaning chapter one is important and it's the foundations and it's the basis and it's the womb. But yes, it's not the goal. The goal is going to be to continue it into chapter two and three and four. And a person needs to constantly be thinking not about himself in chapter one, but himself in chapter five or in chapter eight. Right? A person who lives in the moment is going to create a lot of problems for him in the future. Says, what do I care about 20 years from now? Why should I care about children that have, you know, not been born yet and are not going to listen to me anyway? Let me just enjoy life now. Let me do what's good for me now. A person who's in that mentality is going to create a lot of strife and struggle and challenges for him because he's so focused on the now. And a person who really wants to grow is going to hold in his consciousness also, you know, 50-year-old him and 60-year-old him and the consequences that can happen out. How many people were trying to, you know, run for office and then, you know, they dug out of the, you know, closet some skeleton from when he was young and naive and think, because he thought to himself, okay, well, that's never going to come and bite me back, right? Meaning the police can literally open up cases 30 years old, and that, you know, person is a great rabbi, and yet, you know, something he did 30 years ago is going to put him out of a job, out of a community, out of touch. Person has to constantly think about how the things that he does now are going to affect him in 30 years, in 300 years, in 3,000 years, in 3 million years. But Rabbi Nachman says that if all you think about is then you're going to go mad. You're going to go crazy. Meaning if I'm not going to think about the future, then there's going to be no point of this world. Right? Some people say, no, the most important thing is Olam Haba, and what you do in this world doesn't matter. That's not true. What you do in chapter one very much affects chapter two, three, and four. But it's not that this is the whole entire book, this chapter. This chapter is a chapter in the book. It's not the whole book. So therefore, Rabbi Nachman says you have to have this concept of called Baki B'Ratzo Baki B'Shov. You have to be at this Ratzo B'Shov where you're constantly going back and forth, back and forth. You're going to where you know you're going to be. You're thinking of 300-year-old you. You're thinking of the next chapter. You're thinking of the part of you that's in Olam Haba, but you're also coming back here to this world, right? You're also living here. So you have to go back and forth, and that back and forth actually brings this sweetness with it, brings this vitality with it, this longevity with it, which allows you to be almost at two places at the same time. You put your mind here. You put your mind there, you're there. Rabbi Nachman has a story about a visitor who comes to visit on the first night of Hanukkah and takes a person and transforms him from a person who's only stuck in this world to a person who could also transcend to a higher, more lofty, more spiritual world. And when his mind is there, he's there. And when his mind is here, he's here. And there's a great aspect that Rabbi Nachman is trying to portray here. And it's the fact that when you're able, to realize that there's a whole book and not just this specific chapter, right? That there's a series and not just this specific episode, that there's a trilogy and not just this specific movie, then nothing actually drives you mad. Because even though somebody died in this chapter, hey, but he's in the next chapter. So it only seems like death. Okay, it only seems like the worst happened. But I actually know, because I know there's another chapter, another book, that is actually going to pan out differently. And that is the profound aspect of a person who is constantly medabek machshave be'al medate. Person who, the first thing he does in the morning is says, this is chapter one, there is chapter two and three, right? Then he's constantly able to not be driven mad, and in a deep way, also have true life. Shibizoche.